With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is giving Europe a break. He says he'll hold off on promised 50% tariffs on the European Union until July 9th. EU negotiators have been asking for that extension. The president delivers the commencement address at the U.S. Military Academy over the weekend.
Wearing his signature red MAGA hat, President Trump told the 1,002 West Point graduates,
"Mission accomplished. Great job."
Congratulating the cadets and himself.
"You will become officers in the greatest and most powerful army the world has ever known. And I know because I rebuilt that army."
Trump focusing his address on military strength, boasting of getting rid of distractions and having the military go back to its core mission. Julie Walker, New York.
Police say a man with dual American-German citizenship is facing charges in New York following an attempt to firebomb the U.S. Embassy in Israel. Joseph Neumeier appeared in Brooklyn federal court Sunday after FBI agents arrested him at JFK. The Justice Department says the 28-year-old, who had been in Israel since April, threatened to burn down the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv and called for the assassination of President Trump. If convicted, he faces 5 to 20 years in prison and $250,000 fine. Another stabbing attack in Germany at the busy central station in Hamburg.
Police say they arrested a woman as the suspect on Friday. Authorities contend the woman acted alone. Police say the attacker targeted people on a platform in the station early Friday evening. Police also say there's no immediate indication of any political motive.
Andrew Stewart reporting. Devout Christian and Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson has died at the age of 79. His family revealed he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in December. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on bathrooms. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Specifically, who should be allowed to use which one? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 71% of respondents want people to be restricted to using the restroom corresponding to the sex they actually are, not the one they might be living as. On this issue, faith groups are united. No major religious community in this country supports allowing men to use women's bathrooms. 55% of non-religious people do. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has ordered the Maine legislature to allow a censured Republican lawmaker to vote. Representative Laurel Libby was censured for a social media post in which she decried the state's practice of allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports. The Democrat majority House of Representatives censored Libby, barring her from voting, but the Supreme Court decision restores her ability to vote while the lawsuit plays out. This is SRN News. Memorial Day weekend is a time to reflect and remember those brave troops who have given their lives for our country. Military Affairs Analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells Salem Radio Network, the Memorial Day observations grew during the late 19th century and early 20th century.
Memorial Day, of course, became an event, a significant event in the late 1800s when communities across the country celebrated the day, especially after World War I, which ended, of course, in 1918.
This year marks the 250th birthday of the United States Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. Additionally, it is the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. It's the 75th anniversary of the start of the Korean War and the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. More details at srnnews.com.